how-tos for living out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a reminder, Jesus cares.
From time to time, I think God wants us to realize that when we're hurting, we have a tear-filled Jesus who oftentimes looks at our pain. He looks at the woundedness of our hearts, and Christ is sad for us. He's sad for us. He hurts for us. And in some strange way, that can bless you. That not only do others in our life care, but He cares.
For the next 24 hours, remember, Jesus cares about you. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
And as we talked and visited, and as he poured his heart out, I remember toward the end of that time together, he began to say things like, "David, I think a major part of why I don't go home is I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I don't know how to be a father. I feel adequate preaching and directing and managing, leading. David, I don't feel adequate with my own children."
We might be good at going to work and staying busy, but sometimes we struggle with closeness, caring, and really knowing those around us, beginning with our own families. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, daily how-tos for loving God and loving others. Our series this week, Making a Living or Sharing a Life, with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Knowing others takes time, but it's time worth taking. Today, David and Teresa will teach you how to know and care for those in your home. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Do you tend to avoid your inadequacies and almost get caught up in the busyness of those things you seem to be adequate at? I think most of us probably fall in that category in some way. As we look at the challenge of not just making a living, but sharing a life, this issue of overcoming our inadequacies in really knowing and caring for other people is very important. Now think about that. We tend to possibly avoid things we're inadequate at. How are you at communicating your emotions? Do you feel adequate, really understanding what your needs are? Do you feel adequate in kind of sharing your thoughts and heart in a loving way? You see, if we don't sense an adequacy about understanding the things of the heart and understanding the things of close relationships, we will oftentimes tend to put more of our emphasis in those things we feel adequate at. Maybe we feel more adequate at work, in activities, in business. Maybe we actually feel more adequate in ministry, in church things, rather than relationships. In today's program, we're going to be exploring how we can move beyond the busyness of hiding behind our adequacies to really experiencing the depth of closeness and relationships with God and others that He intends as we come to be more adequate in the things of relationships. Years ago, I remember the time that Teresa, you and I spent with a couple that were almost on the verge of divorce because of a workaholic father. 80 and 90-hour weeks were splitting the family. And as we began to explore with this particular father, We're going to be talking a lot to fathers and parents today as we explored this workaholism, this franticness to be about making a living and involvement in business and work. These long weeks as we explored that, I remember the tears beginning to run down his cheeks as he very vulnerably says, "I feel more adequate at work than I do at home. You see, I've got these three small children at home, and they're needing a daddy, and I don't know what a daddy does." How about you? Do you know what a daddy does? Do you really know what a parent does? Today, we'll explore moving beyond our inadequacies to the adequacy of imparting your very life.
David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Later on in today's program, our friend, behavioral pediatrician Dr. Paul Warren, drops by to share a story of time and priorities.
It's Friday morning. The city championship soccer tournament starts Friday night. At the breakfast table, praying. My turn to pray. Dear God, please help Matthew's team to keep winning in the tournament. Not! I have my fingers crossed.
As we do every day, today there's a free download waiting for you at greatcommandment.net. How-tos for a family night plan. Family night, it's one of those things you know you should do, but how do you do it? Our download will help you with suggestions and practical tips. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, join the Great Commandment Life Online Community, a subscription website with daily devotions from David and Teresa Ferguson, marriage staff meeting and family net ideas for an entire year, and more tools to help you in your relationships with God and others. For more details on the Great Commandment Life Online Community and that free download, go to greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Great Commandment Radio continues right after this.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
There's something inside of the human heart that longs to experience forgiveness.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Living Out the Great Commandment. How do we satisfy this longing for forgiveness in the human heart?
It's what the Bible talks about, as Ephesians 4:31 speaks of, put away our anger, wrath, and bitterness. Become kind, tenderhearted, compassionate, forgiving one another, as we've been forgiven by Christ.
Dr. David Ferguson from Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on experiencing forgiveness with God and with others, living out the Great Commandment, go to greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
When I played or tried to play at football, if I'd gone to the coach and said, "Coach, I am really busy. I can't give you a lot of quantity of time for practice. You understand? I'm busy. But I will be there one day a week for a highly quality practice." Now you're laughing. What would the coach say? "You're out of here. You're out of here." What's the difference? Except the stakes in parenting are a lot higher. You can't have quality time without quantity time. What's the great robber of time? Busyness.
The barrenness of a busy life. That's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio. Welcome back. And that is behavioral pediatrician Dr. Paul Warren. He's got a story to share later on today's broadcast you don't want to miss. He is also part of the team that created Parenting with Intimacy, one of our resources used in families and churches and communities. Other resources for single adults, church leadership, relational first aid, and more can be found at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Back to David and Teresa Ferguson on making a living or sharing a life.
I still remember the shock in my own life as God began to say to me as a father, "David, I blessed you with these three children we call gifts from the Lord, and yet oftentimes you've not slowed down from the busyness of making a living long enough to really get to know them." During our program today, we're exploring, how can I better get to know and care for those around me? How can I develop more adequacy in relationships with those nearest me? Out of that wake-up call in my own life, one of the challenges that God brought to the forefront was not only the need for us to kind of slow down and look at life's busyness and begin to carve out. In fact, do you remember the days, Teresa, when in the midst of our challenging schedule, we ended up basically looking at the thought that if we spend two or three nights involved in various church or ministry activities, that we really need to make sure that there's at least about half of those nights that we're involved in other relationships. Relationships with one another, an occasional date, or social time with, I think what you called big people friends. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, I was a stay-at-home mom, and as a lot of you stay-at-home moms know, that, you know, after a while you have kid talk about all you want to talk, and so you enjoy going out with some big people.
That's right. So we started carving out some time for a date for Teresa and I very regularly, and then some social time with big people friends, and then one of the most valuable times was family nights. For over 12, 13 years, Thursday nights were family nights. How about you out there? You as parents, busily involved in the activities of life and the making a living, how about imparting your life? Imparting your life to these nearest you, imparting your life to these gifts from the Lord requires time. And that time, most of the time, needs to be planned. So family nights can be a wonderful time to enjoy the blessing of getting to know and care for others. How about a family night time where you simply take maybe a list, poster board, and we're going to brainstorm positive and painful emotions? It's amazing how many positive feelings and emotions your children may be able to come up with. Sure, they'll start with happy and the painful emotion of sad. Won't be long, however, they'll talk about joy, or they'll talk about anger, or they'll talk about the painful emotion of fear, but you begin to get our family engaged in understanding some of the things of the heart. How about a family night that focuses on needs? We've talked a lot about needs during some of our programs, the needs for things like acceptance and approval and affection. How about brainstorming among your family this sentence? I really feel cared about in our family when someone what? Have each family member answer that question. Be amazed how you kind of get to know one another, and then you can better care for one another. What you'll be doing is, I think, modeling what we find all across the pages of the Bible as Jesus, our example, focused on knowing those around him. It's interesting in the Bible that he was hanging around with fishermen down at the sea. Now imagine, here's a carpenter. He's down at the water hanging out with the fishermen. Why was he doing that? He was getting to know them. We find him at the tax collector's office. What was he doing down there? He was getting to know tax collectors. And then you find all across the page of the Bible, he was always caring for people. Always caring for their needs and burdens. Whether it was caring for Peter and his failure, so Jesus promised to pray for him. In fact, much earlier, Jesus, knowing of the burden that Peter must have been carrying concerning the health of his mother-in-law, visited Capernaum to the home of Peter's mother-in-law just to care for her, to see the blessing of a healing that would encourage her as well as bless his new friend, Peter. Jesus was a great model of knowing and caring. That's what family nights can be. Well, what's the payoff? One of the payoffs is that one of these days, these children will rise up and call you blessed. Investing now in knowing and caring for your kids is a wonderful way to prepare them for the future. And Teresa, I still remember the startling blessing many years later from the life of our son Eric, as you and I driving home from a busy several days, he called you on the phone. And he asked you a question that night. There's a great example of the impact of knowing and caring for your kids. Because as you took that phone call that night, the question Eric asked was a very important one.
What are y'all doing tonight?
And then we said, not really doing anything. Apparently, we didn't have a plan, but he had a plan. What are you doing tonight, Mom? What are you doing tonight, Dad? We're not doing anything. And then he asked what?
Can my girlfriend and I come and be with y'all tonight?
Now imagine the blessing of that question. Can my girlfriend and I come over to the house tonight and be with y'all? Here our almost 20-year-old son and his girlfriend wanting to come to our house to be with Mom and Dad. Now let me ask you this, parents. Maybe parents of teenagers. Can you imagine that might bless you? That one of your young people, one of your young adults, might want to come on a Saturday night to be with Mom and Dad to play games together. That's the blessing of getting to know and care for those around you. Moving beyond the inadequacies of these relational challenges to come to impart not only the truth of the gospel to our families, but to impart our very lives.
That's David and Teresa Ferguson. We all know we should have a family night, but how do you do it and what do you do? Today's free download is a family night plan. It's yours at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net, where you can also subscribe to Great Commandment Life Online for more tips on strengthening your family, your friendships, and your marriage. And if you happen to be a pastor or ministry leader, check out Great Commandment Ministry Online. It's all at greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net. Behavioral pediatrician Dr. Paul Warren, then back to David and Teresa Ferguson as Great Commandment Radio continues after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the great commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Sometimes when we hide anger in our heart, it comes out in the symptom of snittiness.
That's kind of
sharp.
Sharp.
Curt.
Curt. A little insensitive.
A little attitude.
Who might you get a little snitty around? You know, get a little attitude about.
David and Teresa Ferguson, for the next 24 hours, guard your heart from the symptom of being snitty. And for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Practical ways I sometimes suggest that parents do that, and we do this sometimes in our home, is play a game, sometimes around the dinner table, sometimes just in the car, a game called High-Low. And you talk about the highest point of your day and the lowest point of your day. What was your favorite part of the day? What was maybe a sad part of the day? And then you respond emotionally. You celebrate the high points. And that meets the need for attention. And then you're sad with your child about the low points.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. That's Terry Sneed, one of the co-authors of Parenting with Intimacy, and another Family Night How-To. In fact, today's free download from GreatCommandment.net is a list of Family Night plans, how-tos for loving your closest ones. That free download is yours at GreatCommandment.net. That's GreatCommandment.net. Another of the co-authors of our resource Parenting with Intimacy is behavioral pediatrician Dr. Paul Warren. Sometimes when it comes to recognizing the barrenness of a busy life, well, as the scriptures say, a child shall lead them. Here's Paul Warren.
When I played tried to play at football, if I'd gone to the coach and said, "Coach, I am really busy. I can't give you a lot of quantity of time for practice. You understand I'm busy. But I will be there one day a week for a highly quality practice." Now you're laughing. What would the coach say? "You're out of here. You're out of here." What's the difference? Except the stakes in parenting are a lot higher. You can't have quality time without quantity time. What's the great robber of time? Busyness. Busyness. We believe that a good family is a busy family. Did you know that? Do you ever fall for that trap? That we got to be doing all these things all the time because that would make us a good family. That's hogwash. My son played on a soccer team, first grade. They play through the season, and you know what that's like. Maybe soccer's the same here in Florida. You practice umpteen nights a week, and then you play games all day Saturday. And then it comes tournament time, and then you wish you were dead. You know how tournaments work where we live is if you win the first game on Friday night, then you play the second one, and then you play. And then you, if you keep winning, you keep playing ad infinitum. It's Friday morning. The city championship soccer tournament starts Friday night. At the breakfast table, praying. My turn to pray. Dear God, please help Matthew's team to keep winning in the tournament. Not! I had my fingers crossed. Friday night it starts. And they win. And they win. And sure enough, we're now through Sunday. And they won the championship. It was exciting. It really was. The city championship, first grade team. That night, we come home, walking back to his bedroom. Matthew turns to us and says, I don't think I want to play soccer next year. It just keeps me too busy, and I want to get to know my family a little bit. Out of the mouths of babes. Time. If the enemy can't make you a bad and rotten parent, he'll make you a busy parent, and the results will be exactly the same with your kids.
That's Dr. Paul Warren, one of the co-authors of our resource, Parenting with Intimacy. For more information and other books by Dr. Paul Warren, go to our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Making a living or sharing a life. With some final thoughts for today's program, here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
You know, David, that night that Eric called wanting us to spend time with he and his girlfriend that Friday night, it was really going to take a huge sacrifice. Not that we didn't want to spend time with Eric. Yes, we did. But we had had a very long day.
That's right.
We had had couples out counseling with them, being very emotional all day long. And the last thing we wanted to do was to go home and play games. But the sacrifice of giving to our son in spite of how we felt was going to be well worth it.
I think we all today are making sacrifices. We're sacrificing our time and our energy and our efforts. But let's make sure the sacrifices are worth. They're worth things eternal. They're worth things relational. And so as you contemplate the sacrifices you may be making, sacrifices your time and long days and long hours, the sacrifice of being worn out and weary, let's make sure we're sacrificing for the relationships of those nearest us. The Bible talks about a God who is caringly involved in all of our lives. Maybe it'd be important for us to imagine, how are we sacrificing in order to be caringly involved in the lives of other people around us? Have you sacrificed a little inconvenience? Have you sacrificed a little of your weariness from a busy day to enter into the life of someone you love? What have you sacrificed lately? And oftentimes, the Lord will speak to my heart. David, I have sacrificed for you, my son. Every time you imagine and picture my son and his gift to you, imagine that's how much I love you. And as I imagine that, I always come to the conclusion, I've not out-sacrificed the God who is love.
David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. For the free family night plan, visit our website, greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. While you're there, be sure to subscribe to Great Commandment Life Online. It will help strengthen your family, your marriages, or if you're single, your friendships. And if you happen to be a pastor or ministry leader, check out Great Commandment Ministry Online. There you'll get access to help others in living out the Great Commandment of loving God and loving others.
How do you respond when someone communicates, Jesus understands? Is there something inside of you that says, now does he really?
We continue our series on making a living or sharing a life tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio.